us will never be completely understood. We each must face living and dying from the inside of the one life we are given. But we can share the journey, which is the purpose of this book. For in truth, no one can make it alone. And inner health, as we age, depends on the depth and frequency with which we continue to love and care. I've always used my own experience as a personal case study to explore the common passages we all must face. Since I'm now in my 70s, my journey has crossed into the continent of aging. So this book is a natural inquiry for me into all that is gained and all that is shed for living our lives. A compelling metaphor for the inevitable process of aging is how a meteor enters Earth's atmosphere. Consider that the more a meteor burns up, the brighter it gets. As it enters the atmosphere, more and more of it burns away and flakes off until there is only light. This seems to be our journey as a spirit in a body over a lifetime. As we hurtle through the years, we are worn of all that doesn't matter. As experience wears us down and burns us up, we grow brighter, until at death we are all light. And so by its very nature, the second half of life is integrative in a way that discards all that is not essential, if we don't resist it. Ultimately, if faced tenderly and truthfully, aging is, as the Jungian analyst Helen Luke describes, a journey into simplicity. This feels somewhat familiar to me because, being a poet and a cancer survivor, I've spent a lifetime looking for the simple seams of life that reveal what is essential and enduring. To be clear, the goal in facing aging is not to beat it or duck it or run from it or even to reframe it or minimize it. The goal in facing aging is to live more fully the closer we get to death, so we can die with no feeling left unfelt and no voice of life left unheard, and no thing in this world left unloved. Not surprisingly, this is also a good way to live. And so as the study of weather explores both calm and storm, the studying of aging explores both living and dying. Let me pause to confess that this book is not exhaustive or definitive. It's just one songline in the mysterious music we all contribute to. I encourage you to listen to other voices and to contribute your own. We need authentic accounts of aging to counter the fear-based stereotypes that come from our youth-obsessed culture. For despite the many ways our modern world denigrates and pathologizes aging, the field that opens after decades of living is replete with vast gifts and new horizons. The profound German writer Hermann Hesse, who lived to be 85, he speaks to the power of aging this way, quote, "Aging is far from being only a process of reducing, wilting, and fading. Old age, like every other stage of life, has its own merits, its own magic, its own wisdom, its own sorrow. In the peak periods of all cultures, old age was revered for good reasons. Today, we worship adolescence, and we won't hold it against the young that they see their phase as the best. But let us not believe this nonsense propaganda that old age is worthless. Whoever becomes old consciously can observe that in spite of diminishing powers and potencies, every year brings an increase an enhancement in the infinite web of relations and connections." This brings us to the title of this book. In Chinese lore, the fifth season is late summer, when the glare is gone and only the color of things as they are can reach us. It takes all the seasons to become this bare, all the turmoil to be worn of our edges, all the loss to hold on to nothing. All the seasons to wear our hands open. Landing here, I no longer want things. I only want moments. In the sun, in the rain, with you. When confused or sad, I only want to look to what is and tumble into joy. Together, alone.